welcome to a new podcast of the Seriensprechzimmer on the new show A Town Called Marleys. We had the opportunity to talk about it with the actresses Eliza Butterworth and Martha Plimpton. And now enjoy the conversation.
Hi, Martha and Eliza. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much. I'm Leticia from Seriösen TV from Germany.
Wonderful.
Guten Tag.
Do you speak a little bit German?
Guten Tag und Dankeschön.
Yeah. Oh. And bitte.
Bitte.
And Entschuldigung.
Oh, what does that mean?
Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
That's good and important.
Yeah, very important.
First of all, congratulations for this very, very unique crime thriller series. I really went through every emotion watching it. My first question is, what were your thoughts when you read the script for the first time?
I mean, we all just fell in love with it instantly. How could you not? Everything about the show is sensational. The world that it is in, the world that it represents. I love the mixture between British 80s culture and then meeting this phenomenal vista of the Costa del Sol. Mm. And to know that this actually happened, these British crime families did go there, you know, that it seeped in so much truth, yet has all this flamboyance and vivacious energy around it. And then just mixed in with the 80s and then the music and everything about it, filming abroad. But Nick Love, our creator, is just such a sensational producer, writer, director. He is everything. And he creating this world was just phenomenal. Phenomenal, and to be in his hands and get to work collaboratively with him along the way was really special.
Yeah.
And we loved everything about it.
Nick is a really a singular individual, an absolute individual. And, you know, the world that he comes from, which is basically these people's world in South London, is so rich, and he's got so many stories and so, you know, such a deep perspective and such a deep intimacy with this world and these types of people, these characters that he's met in his life. And he's just so hilarious, but he's also really, really dedicated to making these people grounded in truth and making sure that we're not, you know, cynically, you know, putting them on or, you know, doing bits or, you know, doing, you know, characters, you know, these are very real people that he knows and that he loves. And he wants, you know, the world out there to love them too. And so that's why he called us.
Yeah.
How did you prepare yourself? And what was maybe the greatest challenge to play your role?
Ooh, I think for me, it was being a mother within the show and her kind of ferocity in terms of her love for her child, for her husband. Carly is so besotted with Leonard Lord, played by the sensational Lex Shrapnel, who we just adore so much. Oh, my goodness. They have such an incredible dynamic and it's so unique. And that's very, very tested throughout the show. So I think it's like for me, getting to play a mother, but also someone, you know, that's so besotted with her husband, but seeing kind of like how the landscape changes before her eyes without her control. That was a challenge in terms of the emotional arc of Carly Lord. And it was a lot of fun to play. I loved then getting into those more gritty, emotional, more moving scenes was a lot of fun because she's also very ditzy and fun loving and sweet. So it was nice to get the other elements where it becomes more about rage and grief and, you know, things like that. Yeah.
And I think for me, because I don't come from this world at all. I mean, I'm American. B, I'm not a mom either. I think that I wouldn't say it was really challenging, but I think the fun bit was really getting to know this woman, this character. And the fun bit was really finding where in my chest this character lives. I guess the challenge was having the confidence really to be able to carry that and to be able to hold that space for her in myself. You know, I think it's tough sometimes when you're doing accents, you know, and it was very important to me and to my dialect coach, Nick Trumbull, who's brilliant, and to Nick Love, that this sound really, really authentic and really like a human being, not just like a, oi, matey. Do you know what I mean? That it really come from a true, a connected place. And so that was very important to me. And so that was the challenge and also the fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did a great, great job. Martha, you were a teenager in the 80s. What elements do you remember from that time and which appeared in the show too?
Oh, wow. Well, definitely there was some of the clothes. Molly Rowe, our costume designer, did an incredible job sourcing vintage clothes and like real original pieces from that time. So, you know, the shoulder pads and, you know, the white jeans and all of that. I mean, very, very much so. You know, the music, obviously, you know, this is stuff I still listen to, you know, I mean, I'm 52 now, the 80s were my teen years. So, you know how you always just love the music you grew up listening to, I still listen to it, you know, I think, but it's cool. Also, actually, Eliza was saying earlier about so much of the music is also British 80s music, which I wasn't as familiar with. I mean, I was a big Elvis Costello fan and a big Police fan and all that stuff. But, you know, there are a lot of other different, you know, the Manchester bands and stuff like that, that I didn't wasn't quite as familiar with as you guys were. So that was really fun.
And even the Jam themselves.
Yeah, awesome. Even the Jam. I mean, come on.
Cool as heck. That was like whole show is based on their name.
I know. The Jam. And I loved the Jam.
I've often been sat in a cafe since filming A Town Called Malice, and A Town Called Malice will play.
Yeah,
the actual
yeah.
song that I'm like, I get so like goosebumps yeah. about it. It's ever so special. So that's awesome being a part of it in such a connected way yeah. in that sense.
And talking about songs from the 80s, what is your favorite song?
It's impossible. I couldn't tell you what my favorite, I mean, I've got bajillions.
Yeah.
Bajillions. You know, I got Prince and Elvis Costello. Every day I write the book, Khan. The Pretenders, yes. Chaka Khan.
Jesse's Girl.
Jesse's like, Girl yeah. by Rick Springfield.
And also like Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah. Pat Benatar. I mean, it was such a rich, ripe, exciting time for music. I didn't so much get into the hair bands.
The hair bands, as in like the rock,
you know,
bands
like the Motley Crue and all that. I didn't really get into that. That wasn't yeah. really my scene. I was more of like a mod.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
So good. And how far is this show from its visuality, a tribute to the 80s?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's a full homage to the 80s, everything about it, down to like the neon colors, down mm-hmm. to the just the essence of the whole show is so beautifully captured. Even the fact that it's filmed in anamorphic yeah. makes it that extra cinematic style that I've never seen a television show filmed yeah. in anamorphic.
It's like a Western. It looks like a Western. Yeah.
And there's something about 80s films that are the most nostalgic. And if you think that our show almost even harks to that in terms of just like the style it's filmed in is even more yeah. special and connected to the 80s time. And I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hold on tight.